My Peace, a Pentecost sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
It will look like suffering, like death, like the worst thing that could ever happen. But Jesus assures them, it is my peace, and I give it to you.
And for any size donation during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon preached by Todd on the first Pentecost. You can make a special Easter gift today at issuesetc.org. Thanks for keeping us in mind during the 50 days of Easter.
The time has come on this Friday afternoon for our usual Friday fare, which is Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, if you have never played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, there is no reason whatsoever to be intimidated. It is a pressure-free game that we like to play with our listeners as often as we can at the end of the broadcast week. We gather together the best, well, we think the best, some of the best of the sound that we've heard throughout the last broadcast week here on Issues Etc. We put it together in soundbite form and we present it to you. Now, all you have to do is listen to the soundbites and then vote. Your vote determines which one becomes Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons for voting are your own, but we do like to know why you're voting for the soundbite that you're voting for. You might agree with it, disagree with it. You might want it to be soundbite because you've never heard anything like that before, or because you've heard it before and you want to hear it again, or you want someone else to listen to it. All those reasons are valid reasons for picking one of these soundbites as Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're voting via email, Twitter, or our Facebook fan page, please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening, and of course, a reason for the soundbite that you're voting for if you're emailing us or sending us a tweet or at our Facebook fan page. Soundbite. Oh, we're also giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote. And that's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. That goes to the listener with the best vote as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Hans Feeney, part of our Pastor's Roundtable. Here he is talking about finding a Spirit-filled congregation.
What's the primary work of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is to, as we talk about in that last verse there, is to take the things of Christ and declare them to us. So a Spirit-filled congregation is not measured by the number of goosebumps that are raised in a worship service, but rather a Spirit-filled congregation is found in how much Christ is declared to you and how much in the preaching and the proclamation of the congregation you have the gifts of Christ proclaimed to you. That's what the Holy Spirit does, and that's where you find a truly Spirit-filled congregation.
And that's soundbite number one. Should it be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can give us a call live this Friday afternoon, the 3rd of May, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from, well, the recent news about the NBA player coming out as gay, and then ESPN sports commentator Chris Broussard's comments on this first openly gay NBA player.
I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. I don't agree with homosexuality. I think it's a sin, as I think all sex outside of marriage between a man and a woman is. There are a lot of Christians in the NBA. And just because they disagree with that lifestyle, they don't want to be viewed and called bigoted and intolerant and things like that. Just like I may tolerate someone whose lifestyle I disagree with, and he disagrees with my beliefs and my lifestyle, but true tolerance and acceptance is being able to handle that as mature adults and not criticize each other and call each other names.
That's soundbite number two, Chris Broussard's comments on the first openly gay NBA player. If you think it ought to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, give us a call and vote, or send us an email and vote, send us a tweet and vote, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote, facebook.com/issuesetc, our Twitter address at issuesetc, our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our call-in number 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Will Whedon. We've been doing a series with him on the historic liturgy, and we just recently started a series on the prayer offices, and we were talking about evening prayer, and I asked him, well, what's the church missing if it doesn't have evening prayer?
All the rush of life comes to a stop, and for a moment, with Christ, you give thanks for the goodness of creation. With Christ, you lament the sin of the world. With Christ, you hear the words that give you life. With Christ, you intercede for all sorts and conditions, and you remember with Christ those whose victory has already been secured and with whom you are one. And then in the Lord's Prayer, you just put it all in His hands, and you go home at peace. It is peace. To quote the American hymn, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Evening prayer is all about carrying it to the Lord in prayer. Do you remember? It was at evening that all the sick gathered around the door where Jesus was, and He came out and healed them. In the church's evening prayer, she does a similar thing. She picks up and carries to the Lord all the sickness, sorrows, and grief of this world, which would be unbearable in themselves and by themselves alone. But suddenly when they're carried into the presence of Christ, every last one of them is transformed and transfigured, and in Him they can find their full and final healing. Evening prayer gives you that kind of a peace.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon. What is evening prayer all about? Should it be Issues Etc.? Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state, please, and we'll get those votes right here in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, and we've left space there for you to vote for any of these four sound bites. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And remember, please include your city and state and the reason you're voting for the soundbite you are voting for. That was soundbite number three. Get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number four. It comes from Scott Klusendorf. We asked him earlier this week what Americans should learn from the Kermit Gosnell multiple murder abortionist trial.
I think this story, as terrible as it is similar to what happened with partial birth abortion in the mid-90s. And that is, it becomes a teachable moment. And this is where we pray as believers that God uses something that is horrific and awful to open the minds of the American public. And here's the question I hope the public will begin to ask. What essential difference is there between those humans that Gosnell killed after birth and those he killed before? And I hope they will come to the conclusion that when you stop to think about it, differences of size and level of development and where you're located are not good reasons for saying you can be killed before birth but not after.
That's soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, what Americans should learn from the Kermit Gosnell trial. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. You've heard them. Now it's your chance to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's May the 3rd. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, right after this. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Augsburg Lutheran, Shawnee, Kansas, Peace Lutheran, Fresno, California, Trinity Lutheran, Casper, Wyoming, Memorial Lutheran, Houston, Texas, Trinity Lutheran, Gillette, Wyoming, Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California, St. Mary's Lutheran, Des Moines, Iowa, Redeemer Lutheran, Kakabeka Falls, Ontario, Canada, St. Jacoby Lutheran, Shawano, Wisconsin, and St. John's Lutheran, North Prairie, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.
More topics. More guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
I'm going to be making the case that postmodernity, rather than dying and going away, has actually become the default setting for the way people think in many of the churches today.
Chris Roseborough, on his presentation, Postmodernism in the Church, at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois.
As a result of it, it constitutes a significant threat against biblical, historic, Orthodox Christianity because its epistemology is extremely irrational, subjective-based, and in fact, it's even a form of enthusiasm, God-withinism, that at the end of the day has as its project the eroding away and deconstructing of what historic Christianity teaches and confesses.
You can find out more about the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois, at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact you got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Well, the time has come for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You get to decide which of our four soundbites gets to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's Friday afternoon, May the 3rd. We're coming to you live. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Include your city and state, please. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad as well. Your candidates for Soundbite of the Week this week, soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney, finding a spirit-filled congregation. Soundbite number two, Chris Broussard's comments on the first openly gay NBA player. Soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon, what is evening prayer all about? And soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, on what Americans should learn from the Kermit Gosnell trial. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes decide which is going to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Let's see what Mike has to say. He's listening in Kansas City. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues Etc. It's a great resource, and all four of the sound bites really represent great programming. Thank you guys for that. But I would like to vote for the SportsCenter segment, and the reason is the complaint that I've had for a long time concerning SportsCenter and, you know, also athletes that use their sports platform and basically hijack the sport, you know, to either promote their immoral social agenda or even their theologically deficient religious agenda. And I mean, using these sports platforms in this manner, it really goes a long ways towards poisoning the minds of our children and our young adults. And, you know, me as a parent, I'll primarily be the one to teach my child what is right or wrong sexually. I don't need SportsCenter to help me with that. And the same goes for other sports athletes like a Tim Tebow. Me and my pastor will be the ones to properly catechize my children, not some theologically untrained sports celebrity. When I turn on SportsCenter or a football game, all I want is sports. so they should please keep their immoral or theologically errant religious views to themselves. And let me just close with this one sentence, and I'm really serious about this. I would feel more comfortable with my children viewing a movie like Blade Runner than I would for them to watch SportsCenter unsupervised.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike, and thanks for listening in Kansas City. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see what Darlene has to say. She's calling from her cell. Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
Which one are you picking?
I vote for number five, because it gets to the basic truth. The bottom line, we usually always never tell the real truth, and the truth is whether the baby was aborted at an early age or, I mean, at a real early in conception or at the end, it's still killing. So it's.
Darlene, thank you very much. Thanks for listening on your cell. That's a vote for soundbite number four. Scott Klusendorf on what Americans ought to learn from the Kermit Gosnell trial. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up next, Scott in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon. I'm voting for Hans Feeney on finding a spirit-filled congregation. It reminded me of my favorite part of the Small Called Articles, Part 3, Article 8. Enthusiasm, or looking for the Holy Spirit outside of means, is the origin, power, and strength of all heresy, especially of that of the papacy and Muhammad. Therefore, we must constantly maintain this point. God does not want to deal with us in any other way than through the spoken word and the sacraments. Whatever is praised as from the Spirit without the word and sacraments is the devil himself.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Let's see what Stephanie has to say. She listens in St. Louis. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. I love what the gentleman for number two said, and I think he is the real hero in this situation because he stood up and said things the way they need to be said about tolerance and whatnot. But I really like Whedon most. He's my vote because he reminds us that it is about Jesus Christ.
All right, Stephanie, thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon. What is evening prayer all about? Still plenty of time for your votes. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Pat in Michigan says, I vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon. I find it so comforting to hear his words, to know that God listens to my prayers always. Pat, thanks for listening in Michigan. In Irvine, California, Lane says, voting for soundbite number two, Chris Broussard's comments on the first openly gay NBA player. Lane says, laid it out there, knowing his job could be in jeopardy as a result. His clip on 105.1 out there was amazing, too. Lane, thanks a lot for listening in California. Matthew listens in Niles, Illinois. He says, I vote for Chris Broussard's comment on homosexuality for its courage. He boldly confessed his faith and thereby knowingly put himself at personal risk. His witness in the midst of hostility should be acknowledged and his courage should be emulated. Thanks for listening in Illinois, Matthew. In Rochester, New York, Dave says, I definitely vote for Chris Broussard. His remarks and steadfastness were heard by people who otherwise tune in for sports commentary, not for Christian beliefs. That's quite true. And Dave, thanks for listening in New York. Up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Kenneth says, Pastor Feeney, that would be soundbite number one, Pastor Feeney on finding a spirit-filled congregation. He says, too many divorce the Holy Spirit from the Word of Christ. If the Paraclete takes what is Christ's and declares it to us, then a spirit-filled church is one that is full of the things of Christ. His baptism, his absolution, his divine body and blood given in the communion. The Spirit is in the words of Christ. Christians, especially Lutheran Christians, would do well to keep this in mind. I often say smartest listeners in radio. Kenneth, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Grand Rapids. Still time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Talk back at issuesetc.org, talk back at issuesetc.org, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Dr. Alvin Schmidt is going to be a busy man this weekend. Not only is he the author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, The American Mohammed, Joseph Smith, Founder of Mormonism, a book that compares the Mormonism's founder, Joseph Smith, with that of Islam, Mohammed. The parallels are remarkable. We've been talking about it all month. He is also tomorrow, Saturday, May the 4th at 10 a.m., going to be at Concordia Seminary right there on the campus in Loeber Hall. He's going to be signing books, The American Mohammed, and he's going to do a little Q&A with the audience there as well. Free donuts and coffee, and they're going to be offering the book, The American Mohammed, at a special price. You can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. That's Saturday, May the 4th at 10 a.m. on the campus of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. David votes for soundbite number two, Chris Broussard. He speaks to the reality we Christians face in our daily vocations into which our Lord has placed us. We work daily with people whose beliefs are different than ours. Even so, we do not buckle under to the prevailing pop culture redefinition of tolerance as acceptance. Rather, we work in tolerance with others. Broussard is right. There are many Christians in the NBA just doing their job, using the athletic gifts our Lord has bestowed on them. Our Lord calls us into our vocations to moments where we take an overt stance on moral and ethical issues. Chris Broussard has done this articulately. May the Lord Jesus, who washed and justified and sanctified us, also give the words of real love to speak with our neighbor, be they in error or in physical need or both. That's a great comment. Thank you very much, and thanks for voting for soundbite number two, David. And with your votes, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is soundbite number two, Chris Broussard's comments on the first openly gay NBA player.
I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. I don't agree with homosexuality. I think it's a sin, as I think all sex outside of marriage between a man and a woman is. There are a lot of Christians in the NBA, and just because they disagree with that lifestyle, they don't want to be viewed and called bigoted and intolerant and things like that. Just like I may tolerate someone whose lifestyle I disagree with, and he disagrees with my beliefs and my lifestyle, but true tolerance and acceptance is being able to handle that as mature adults and not criticize each other and call each other names.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your vote. Soundbite number two, Chris Broussard's comments on the first openly gay NBA player. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Kenneth in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all through this week, please consider making a donation to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at our website, issuesetc.org. Now, for any size gift before Pentecost Sunday, that's May the 19th, we will send you a recording of two of my sermons, one on the Ascension of Christ and the other on the Day of Pentecost. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind all through the Easter season and beyond. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the Book of Job with Dr. Walter A. Meyer III. Also on Monday, we'll talk with Pastor Tom Baker about Jesus ascending into heaven. Then on Tuesday, we'll be studying the Easter hymn. This is a great one and an ancient one, Christians to the Paschal Victim, with Pastor Will Whedon. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
You can meet Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Alvin Schmidt Saturday morning, May the 4th at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Schmidt will be signing his new book, The American Muhammad, from 10 to 11 Saturday morning at Lober Hall on the campus of Concordia Seminary. You'll get 30% off the book price, and Concordia Publishing House will provide free donuts and coffee. A book signing for The American Muhammad from 10 to 11 Saturday morning, May the 4th at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis.
The saints at Gethsemane Evangelical Lutheran Church in downtown Marion, Ohio, invite you to join us as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, which He won for us in His perfect life, death, and resurrection. Sunday school for all ages begins at 9:15 a.m. with a divine service following at 10:30. Visit our website, gethsemane-lcms.org, or find us on Facebook to learn more about our confessional, historical, and liturgical congregation.